Podcast. Commentary. Revelation. Hello, friends. This is Timothy Kim O'Brien, your head instigator for Create Art Podcast, where I bring my over 30 years of experience in the arts and education world to help you tame your inner critic and create more than you consume. So, in the holiday season of 2022, my wife, as a gift, she gave me a deck of cards, and they're called Kickstart Creativity, and they're by Bonnie Smith Whitehouse. And the links will be in the show notes. But what they are is they're 50 cards, and they do just what they say they're going to do. They're going to kickstart your creativity. There's three types of cards that she has in there, and we'll talk a little bit more about the cards here. But what's happening with these cards, the three types of cards, is there's perspective cards, intention cards, and action cards. And what I've been doing this year in 2023 is to take one card each week and just kind of let the card marinate in my brain here. If you're watching me on YouTube, you could see that, you know, there's not much distance between my brain and the outside world, a little bit on the bald side, but you can do what I'm doing, is take one card each week and go after it, or you can combine cards and really kickstart that creativity for yourself. So it's all in what you need or want from these cards. But I do highly recommend going ahead and getting you a copy of these cards. Well, not a copy, but go ahead and getting a deck of these cards. They're not expensive, and the return on investment, let me tell you, I had a whole idea of what I was going to do this year, and when I looked at these cards, I changed it instantly, and I said, you know what, I'm going to do one of these a week. Now, the only months that I'm not going to be doing it will be in April of 2023, which is National Poetry Writing Month, and November, which will be National Novel Writing Month, which I do my usual, you know, write a poem a day, or write, you know, 1,500 words a day for a poem a day for the poetry month, 1,500 words a day for the National Novel Writing Month. And I've been doing that for a bunch of years, and I'm going to do it again this year, and we'll take a break from the Kickstart Creativity, because let me tell you, kickstarting your creativity can kick your butt sometimes. So that's the deal with these cards. Now, they come with, you know, in the front of the cards, and for those of you that are on YouTube, you'll see this. For those of you that are just listening, you're missing out. You need to get over to my YouTube channel. But they have a nice little, you know, design on the cards. They tell you what the card is about. And there's a little pithy saying in the front of the card. I don't think you can play poker with these cards. Just, you know, just a word of warning out there. And then on the back, it gives you three challenges for each card, and then it kind of goes into, you know, a little thought about what the word of the card is, or the word of the week, or if you're going to be, you know, combining them, the words that you might want to think about, or the ideas that you may want to think about when you're doing a project, either with yourself or with a bunch of collaborators. And that's another thing that I like about this, is that it touches on the collaboration and with other people, and it focuses on you. So you don't have to have a team that you're working with. You can just, you know, do this on your own, which is what I'm doing. So let's get talking about what this week's word is. And as you heard from the intro, this week's word is revelation. Ooh, no, we're not going to be talking about the Bible. But on the front of the card, it says, remain alert, for moments of revelation often follow incubating periods of work, study, and meditation. And a lot of times, the front of the card, I just let it, you know, blow right by me and go, okay, cool. It gets me kind of, it allows my mind and my body to go, okay, we're going to get in this mindset. But I'm thinking about the word meditation on this, and there's this guy called Yogi Bryan, B-R-Y-A-N, and he's this tatted up guy that is really into yoga and meditation, and he curses like a sailor, and it's a beautiful thing. I really dig it. So for, you know, if you get nothing else out of this, it's kind of like a bottom line up front. Get this out of it, you know. Always remain alert, because that revelation is going to follow incubating periods of work, study, and meditation. And it does mean work, you know, work on your, you know, on your projects. It does mean study. You know, we get nowhere if we don't look towards the past. If we don't look towards what other people are doing. And with meditation, that calms down the mind and does wonderful things for you. You know, it can help if your mind sometimes is like mine, where it won't shut down. Meditate. It'll help you shut it down. Or if you need some encouragement for yourself, meditate on something, and that revelation will come to you. Just believe in it, and it will come to you. So with me, I like definitions of words. And this one's coming from Cambridge Dictionary, this definition. And revelation is the act of making something known that was secret, or a fact that is made known to be an extremely, or a fact that is made known. And then the other part of it is to be an extremely pleasant surprise. To be an extremely pleasant surprise. That's what revelation can do for you. It can be on the flip side, and, you know, you find out, oh my God, I am the son of Satan. And that's a unpleasant surprise. But I mean, for the most part, revelation is more of a positive thing. We're looking at, and I've always been one that I've wanted to know the secrets. I've wanted to know things. And that's due to my upbringing. You know, I was brought up in I'm not even sure if it was an evangelical Christian church, but there were so many things that was considered of the devil. You know, and my mom would, you know, burn tapes, burn books, protest at movies. I think she did protest The Last Temptation of Christ. And I was like, Mom, have you seen it? And I think at the time, one of my older brothers was working at the movie theater that was showing it. And I was like, have you seen it? No, but, you know, Focus on the Family says it's of the devil. And, da, 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 da. And I trust them. And I'm like, well, have you seen it for yourself? And that's one thing for me, is that I like to see it for myself. You know, it's not that I don't trust anybody unless I see it, but people can get things messed up, or people can have a weird viewpoint of things. And my mom was definitely one of those that had weird viewpoints. But I like finding out what the secret is. Unfortunately, when you find out what the secret is, it can ruin some things for you. Like when I go see theater, in a past life, I was a lighting designer. So when I go see a show, I know what the lighting designer is doing. The lighting designer is forcing me, or encouraging me, strongly encouraging me to look certain places, and is adding certain colors to the light to make me feel certain things. So when I got the revelation on how to do that, it kind of ruined it for me, you know, but I still go see shows. My wife likes to see shows. I'd like to make her happy. I go see shows with her. And I don't bring a notebook with me. I just allow it to wash over me, and I'm good with it. So we're going to read the little excerpt from the back of the card. And here we go. We possess wisdom and light inside of us. And from time to time, mysterious moments of revelation may suddenly change everything. For example, in 1956 in Louisville, Kentucky, my Kentucky people, monk, activist, and mystic Thomas Merton was out running errands for the monastery. While waiting on an ordinary street corner He was suddenly overwhelmed by a sense of flight and a mystical connection to all the strangers walking around him in the city. This moment of revelation transfigured his entire life and work. So if you go to the website, I looked up this Thomas Merton guy, and I went ahead and, you know, gave you links to works about him, works from him, and kind of his history from that illustrious website called Wikipedia. But if you want to learn more about Thomas Merton, by all means, take a look at his life. It's quite an interesting life when this revelation happened to him. It really kind of kickstarted his empathy with the world. So definitely check that out for yourself. And that's why I like these cards, because Thomas Merton, I'd never heard of him before, you know, the day that I read this card. And, you know, looking at his stuff, I'm like, okay, you know, he's on the religious side of things, and that's okay. But wow, you know, just to have that kind of flash of light, you know, if you are of the Judeo-Christian thing, and you know that the story of Paul and Saul/Paul, and he, you know, had that moment of revelation, and, you know, instead of persecuting Christians, he, you know, became one, and unfortunately, the Christians that he preached to decided to persecute everybody else that wasn't a Christian. Not getting into politics, not getting into religion, Tim, but, you know, these moments of revelation can really change your life, and to be open to them is a wonderful thing. You know, be open to these moments of revelation, and they come easier, you know, when you're meditating, when you're studying something, when you're actually doing something. So I'm going to be looking for more moments of revelation while I'm working on projects. All right, so the challenges. Here we go with the challenges. Can you point to a moment of revelation that led you to a deeper understanding of why you are here? Yes, I can. Freshman year high school, going way back, going in the way back machine. In English class, we were in the poetry unit, the poetry corner, which, why does poetry have to be in a corner? You know, it's, I've always, you know, gone, why, you know, why is this? And we're reading T.S. Eliot, and we're reading the one about the cats, Mr. McCavity's cats. And I was reading The Hollow Man, or The Hollow Men. And, you know, we all had to read from the book and blah, blah, blah. And we all have to read with the same tone and, you know, timber and all that kind of stuff. And I started reading aloud because I really wasn't paying attention, The Hollow Men. My teacher's like, we're not covering that. That's too advanced for you guys. And I'm like, no, I get this. I understand this. And that's where my love affair started with poetry and creating my own art. So, you know, if you're looking for that moment, you know, go watch Cats. Go watch the play, the musical Cats, while you're reading The Hollow Men. The same guy that, you know, is the, you know, inspiration behind Cats is the same man that wrote The Hollow Men. Go blow your mind that way. But that's the moment where I point to. And, you know, I can call that, I can recall that and share that with people. And for the most part, people get that. People are like, oh, yeah. And then they, you know, then they read it and then they go, oh, Tim needs to go to an asylum or something. This is kind of odd. And that's okay. People are strange. I'm strange. I'm happy with my strangeness. But yeah, that's a moment that I can point, a moment of revelation that led me to a deeper understanding of why I'm here. I'm here to write poetry. And not just during April, you know, during every day or most days. And I need to recommit myself to that, because I haven't been writing a whole lot of poetry lately. I have ideas up in here, but ideas up in here don't translate to words to you, or words on a piece of paper that, you know, I can read off and at a poetry reading, or that will live longer than I live. So, yeah, we need to, you know, jump back into those moments of revelation and go, oh, that's what inspired me to do this. That's what inspired me to do that. So let's do that. Let's do that for ourselves. The next challenge is learn about moments of revelation that others in your tribe have experienced. And there was a time where I was, you know, with a bunch of poets or writers, and we would meet on Friday night writers workshop in Rockford, Illinois. And basically it was Tim's there, Tim's high, Tim's drunk, and most everybody else there is high and drunk too. And we were reading and critiquing our writings and talking about writing. And you minus the liquor, you minus the drugs. And we had a lot of good things happen in that group. A lot of bad things happen, but a lot of good things happen in that group where we could listen to each other and talk about what was going on in our writing journey and in our lives and what inspired people to write this and what inspired people to write that. And that's something that I miss. You know, that's something I'd like to get back into. And sometimes you have to do one of those things where, well, if it's not happening where you're at, make it happen. I'm doing a podcasters meetup once a month here in Fredericksburg, Virginia. And it's at one of our local libraries that also has a audio booth and all the accoutrement that goes with that. And when I first moved here to Fredericksburg, Virginia, there was nothing going on. Then my good friend, Kyle Bondo, I didn't know him at the time. He started up a podcasters meetup. And when I started attending that, I was like, oh, I'm doing this whole podcasting thing wrong. No wonder no one's not listening to it. You know, it's crap. You know, my KDOI podcast when it first started in 2006 was horrible, and it was horrible all the way up to 2016. And then I started to learn my craft. That's when I go, boom, okay, let's go. I believe the Chinese or the Japanese, I get, but they have a thing called satori, which is literally translates into kick in the eye. And the Taoists really, you know, buy into that. And that is always when I read about them and their inspirations and about what they're doing. And when I read the Tao Te Ching and, you know, get that revelation, then I'm like, wow, that's great to hear about. The Actor's Studio, you know, where he's talking with actors both on screen, as stage and screen. James Lipton, that is, you know, I'm just like, ah. Recently, I was on Podcast Junkies with Harry Duran. Shout out to Harry. And listening to other podcasters and hearing their stories, their creation stories, their revelation stories. It's a wonderful thing. So whatever art you're into, whatever art that you're, whatever discipline that you're doing, listen to the others in your field. You know, you may not like their work, okay? And that's okay. But listen to their, you know, creation stories, their revelation stories, and see if you can grab something out of that. And see if there's something that in that that rings true to you. And maybe that's a project that you can do. Maybe that's something that you can reach out to them and go, hey. Another thing is, you know, I interview people on this podcast from time to time. I actually have an interview, two interviews coming up in the near future here. I record these on Sunday, and on Monday I'm going to be talking to somebody that has a book coming out. He's a photographer, and we're going to be talking about how he got into it, you know, how AI is, what AI is doing to photography and all that good stuff. And I love learning about that stuff. I love doing those interviews and finding out, hey, how did you do this? How did this come about? I have another one where a young lady, she goes to events. She's hired to go to events and do illustrations of what's going on. I'll be interviewing her very soon here, maybe next week or the week after. But yeah, that's, you know, learning about that kind of stuff is fantastic. Give it a shot. You know, let's see if you can learn something from somebody just by reading their biography or talking to them about how they started. You can always, you know, talk to me too about how I started, but we kind of already know that one, don't we? All right, the last challenge is place a journal on your bedside table tonight so you can scribble down your dreams as soon as you wake up tomorrow. This one, I have a journal next to my bed to do that, and I've got 9-year-old twins, and they'd like to, in 2023, I have 9-year-old twins, and they like to, wake up Papa and get me started on the day and play on my phone. Sometimes you can hear them in the background when I'm doing a podcast, but so that is tough for me to do, but that is something I might, poke and get into. I have a hard time remembering dreams, and they say whoever there is, there is an understanding that, you lose, the longer you wait, the more of the dream you're going to lose. And, we don't remember most of our dreams anyway. So, but give it a shot for yourself. Let me know how that goes for you. And, hey, maybe that's what you need to break any creative block that you're having at the time. It's not going to hurt you to do it. Give it a shot. It's content that you can draw upon and make something out of. Some points to consider for this one: the intersection of intuition and technique. So I'm taking a drawing class, and just a sketching class, and we're learning a lot about technique, which is a good thing to do. To have the technique is a great thing to have, but the intuition of it, the intuition of, okay, well, I'm cross-hatching this way, but maybe I cross-hatch this way. And your intuition gets better the better you learn your technique. Another point to consider is the role of exploration and curiosity. So when we get these moments of revelation, then we need to explore and find out, why did we get this? Why are we blessed with this? Or where is it going to take us to? Or, are there people in the field, in the discipline that I've chosen that I can find out more about? So think about that. Embracing vulnerability and authenticity. So as I told you last week, you guys and gals, I am not the best at video. I'm learning it. I'm trying to do the best I can. I'm trying to get better each and every time. But if you're here and expecting, whiz bang things to happen all over the place, or, things to pop up here and pop up there, no, I don't have the time to do that at this point. At this point. Stay with me though, because it gets better as we get along, go along. My first podcast episodes were absolutely horrible, and they are getting better, and they're touching more and more people. So stick with me and I'll get better, and let me know what you think I need to do to get better, because I'm always about that too. And then the last point is, learning from your failures and setbacks. I've had a ton of failures. I've had a ton of setbacks. I busted my wrist in the Air Force. I can't bend my left wrist. I was diagnosed with, on occasion, I have gout that flares up. These are setbacks. These can impact your creativity, your artistic endeavors. With EMS, the tiredness, the fatigue that really, hurts sometimes. But then when we learn from it and we don't let those setbacks hold us back, the failures that we've had in life, before my wife, all my relationships were pretty much failures. But I, learned from them to be the husband that I am today, which, hopefully my wife enjoys. But if she doesn't, well, then, that's okay too. She's stuck with me. I'm stuck with her. But, when we learn from these failures, when we learn from these moments of revelation, that's really what it's about. Okay. So now we're going to get to that special message. First things first, I'd love it if you'd reach out to me. I'm at Timothy@createartpodcast.com. I want to hear about your journey. I want to hear about what you're working on. And I invite you to come onto this show and share it with others, because we're all in this together. And I know that your story is an important story for everyone to hear, just as mine is as well. So first and foremost, feel free to reach out to me at Timothy@createartpodcast.com. Now, if you found this podcast of value, I'd ask you to go ahead and share it with a friend. And, you know, that's the best way to discover new podcasts. If you, you know, and that's what I do too. You know, I hear a podcast and I'm like, wait a minute, I know somebody that could benefit from that, and I'll shoot it on over to them. Now, for this podcast, I want it to be your go-to podcast. I want it to be your five-star podcast. If it's not a five-star podcast, let me know. Let me know what you think. I would be very interested in hearing that. Maybe, you know, you're like, hey, Tim, I don't want to write in an email. I want to talk to you about it. Fantastic. We'll set up a call. We'll talk about it. I want this to be the podcast that, A, you recommend to other folks, and B, that you enjoy listening to, that you, you know, commit whatever time you have to sit and listen to or sit and watch. Whatever that is for you, I want to be that podcast. Now, speaking about podcasts and sharing with a friend, I also run another podcast called Find a Podcast About. And that helps you outsmart the algorithm and find your next binge-worthy podcast. And that one, I review podcasts that I really enjoy and I share them with you. And, you know, sometimes I can get the podcast host on a call and we do an interview and we present that interview to you. Where can you find that at? I'm glad you asked that. It's at findapodcastabout.xyz. I know. Great. Yeah. I got the XYZ, you know, domain. And with this YouTube stuff, I'm trying it, giving it a shot. Check out the YouTube channel. There are some that are actual videos like this. There are most, the majority of them are not videos like this, but you know, I'm growing that every week, one at a time. And I think that's, you know, sometimes that's exactly what we need to do. I'm on all the socials, so you can check that out in the show notes. And I also do a newsletter, and it's called, surprisingly enough, Create Art Podcast Newsletter. And that's where I, you know, do a monthly newsletter and talk about my thoughts for the month, things that I'm doing, and give that a shout, give that a look-see and see if you enjoy it. You can get to, you can, it's on Substack. You can subscribe to it from my website. So it is time to close the show. I want to thank you for listening. I want to thank you for everything that you have shared with me. And I hope some revelation comes into your life. Now, tame that inner critic, create more than you consume, and go out there and make some art for somebody you love, yourself. I'll talk with you next time.